So you're saying that while you're practicing Anapanasati, you're noticing tensions in the body?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
There's a lot in like my torso region, so like the chest or like below the chest. But occasionally there's like, it happens in other parts of the body too.
Say again, where?
Sorry, like in the chest area, like, or below the chest.
Sure. Okay.
And then sometimes in the legs, but not really.
Everybody feels it, okay? So okay. The next question, is this old or new tension?
I don't know. Probably old.
You can probably take my word for it that this is old stuff, but you're now beginning to see it.
Hmm.
Also, it's used in conjunction with the word anxiety. Mm-hmm. Would you say that, in fact, the tensions of the chest could be seen as anxiety?
Yes, but then I feel like there's a slight difference, or... Well, I'm not sure exactly what anxiety is.
Well, let's look at the similarities, not the differences.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing is that this chest tension, which is now being seen, actually has been affecting your behavior before, but you were not aware of it. Is that possible? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That in fact, we're often driven to do things in order to get rid of that tension and anxiety without even recognizing that that's what motivates us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you're now beginning to see that tension and anxiety in your chest, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going someplace. Yeah, so you can begin to congratulate yourself for being able to see stuff that you couldn't see before. But that's, in fact, one of the aspects of Anapanasati is that as you're breathing in long and breathing out long, you begin to see what's happening in the body. This is, in fact, if you go by the numbers, this is item number 3 on the list of Anapanasati, is to experience the body.
Mm.
And you're experiencing the body. You're getting to see the body, beginning to notice the body. So this is all in line with the practice. Now, the next thing in that list of items to practice would be to relax the body. So how do you think that you can relax this tension now that you've found it? Is hating it and wishing it to go away, is that going to help relax?
No.
But being happy that you've seen it.
Yeah, okay. That would be helpful.
Yes, to be happy that you've seen it. And now we can do something about it. And one of the things that we can do about it is to breathe in long and watch it while you're breathing in long. And then, in fact, you can begin to play a game with it in the sense of as you breathe in long, will that tension or anxiety make any changes or movements? For instance, as you breathe in, does it expand? And as you breathe out, it contracts. Can you move it up further in the chest using your breathing? Can you move it further down in your chest as you're breathing? And, in fact, if you can begin to control it, then you can begin to actually breathe it out. As I breathe out that tension. Now, there's something else going on. And that something else is that the tension normally comes after we've had tense thoughts. We have body tensions and therefore tense feelings. So what you can begin to watch for is what kind of thoughts bring up that tension and anxiety. Thoughts of work, thoughts of things that you have to do. Those are the kind of thoughts that bring up the tension that people have. So they think about something, then they have the tension, and now they feel driven to go do something about it. To where, in fact, all we really need to do is just to relax. Just relax. That's all we need to do is just relax.
Got it.
And you can relax that tension. Wow, I'm really glad I saw that. Really glad I can see that stuff, recognizing that my thoughts create it. So now I can look more closely at the thoughts that create such tensions. It's a fairly easy process. Nothing much to it.
Got it.
So you think you can do that?
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't we go ahead and finish the call now, and you go practice that, and call me back, and let's hear the results of your practice. Call me in a few days.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Bye.